Welcome back. I'm Harvey Hyde. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show, and now it's time to go to South Bend, Indiana for our weekly Notre Dame football report. Every Tuesday and Wednesday night, I'm the captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. Frank Pomerico joins us. This segment weekly is brought to us by Station Casinos, STN Sports App, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in the state of Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across the state. Visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. Frank Pomerico, good evening to you.
Coach, great to be with you. It's great that the college football season has started, and it was a little disappointing down in Miami the way the game turned out. But I must say, after talking with James Amade, that Notre Dame lost the game, but we found a quarterback. We think this C.J. Carr has the poise, the confidence, and the leadership skills to take this team to the next level. So even though we lost, there were some great things that happened with C.J. and the receivers, and there were some good things that happened in the game. There were some things that weren't so good, and James and I were talking about it this week, but It was a good game. I had the correct score, Coach. It was 27-24. It's just that I had Notre Dame with 27 and Miami with 24. It turned out to be the other way around.
Well, it did, but what a great game. I thought it was a great game to watch, Frank, and I know that you're a Notre Dame fan and you played at Notre Dame. You were a captain at Notre Dame, and every play you're playing the game with them. It's disappointing that you lose a game like that, but it's not when you play against a team that in that atmosphere that could have beat maybe anybody that night. And it did happen to beat Notre Dame, but the way you came back, you never quit. You were down 21-7. That has to say a lot.
Oh, yeah. I think the boys never quit, although I think in the beginning of the game they were kind of a little hesitant. I think even the coaches, in the way they were calling plays, they were calling him to really kind of protect C.J. Carr and kind of ease him into the offense. I think that was kind of a mistake, because once he started getting into it, I mean, he was throwing the ball really well, picking out receivers and doing great things. When they have all these side kind of screens, one time it wound up in an interception. And it was kind of a weird interception. Went off one of the player's foot, bounced up in the air, and the defensive end catches it and starts returning about 15 yards. So it was a little bit odd that way, but I think CJ, especially in the second half, he rallied the players. He ran the ball well himself, even though he's not supposed to be a great runner. And he picked out Faison quite a bit. He picked out Fields quite a bit and made a great catch. And Reardon, the tight end, Coach, he had 97 yards receiving on five catches. He did a great job. He's got to work a little bit more on his blocking, but I think overall he's a great tight end, especially as a receiver. So it's going to be fun to watch a lot of these games coming up. But in particular, this game was something that I think that the Irish need to learn from. When you look at some of the stats, Coach, they don't lie. You know, Carr had 21 yards passing, and two TDs. He did have one interception, but that was kind of an oddball interception. He was 19 for 30, so he's over 50%. And he ran the ball pretty well. He only wound up with 16 yards, but he got sacked a few times, which took yardage away from his real rushing yardage. The thing that I was a little disappointed in is that they didn't give the ball more to Love and to Price. I mean, with a big, strong offensive line, you would think that they would start pounding the ball and then making the receivers a little bit more of a chance to be open because they're looking for the run. But Love only had 10 rushes for 33 yards, and Price had 6 rushes from 45. A couple of plays, he blasted out of there and had some significant yardage, close to a touchdown. But then on the next play, Coach, he fumbled. And then you didn't see him too much after that fumble. So it was interesting the way that worked. But I think receiving was the big part of the game in the passing game. Fields had 3 catches for 48 yards. he fumbled once, was hurt. Faison had 5 catches for 33 yards and 1 TD. Love, in a slot situation, had 4 catches for 26 yards. And Gilbert, had number 14, had 2 catches for 17 with 1 TD. So with all that being said, I think offensively, we almost mimicked exactly what Miami did. It just seemed like Miami was playing a little bit more aggressive than Notre Dame was.
How about the defensive side of the football? The defense had a lot of raves as far as players returning and so on. Were you happy with their performance? Not that I was unhappy, but I'd like to get your opinion.
Well, I kind of felt that the defense really was playing a little tentative. You didn't get a lot of... See, Beck is not a great runner. I mean, he can run, but he's not a great runner. So I was thinking if we're sending some linebackers in there to kind of force him to throw the ball quickly, we might get our defensive backs to pick one off. But what happened is that their offensive line was so strong and so big, they were able to fend off our defenders, and they really weren't getting in there as well as they could have. I think they played, especially in the first half, they played tentative. Maybe they were a little hot because it was humid and hot down there, even though it was raining. I think it was still kind of that tropical kind of rain, and it was giving them some problems. I know at the end of the game, Anthony Knapp came out of the game. He's the left tackle coach, and he's a great one. He started 12 games last year as a pure freshman. This year he's a sophomore. He did real well in that game at left tackle. What happened, he got some cramps towards the end of the game, and they had to pull him out. His substitute didn't do as well as protecting, and that was one of the guys that rushed in on CJ at the very end of the game and caused the clock to run out. So, you know, we needed all hands on deck, and in some cases when somebody gets injured, it's the next man up. And if he's not ready, well, then the whole offense is going to, or the whole team is going to hurt. But I think defensively, you know, it's a wake-up call that, hey, if you're not ready, these guys are going to put a hole in your defense and score points. And I think Miami could have scored more. I think they kind of backed off in the second half, playing more to win the game than to score more points. So it was interesting, but a good game.
Frank Pomerico joins us here with our Notre Dame football report. Frank was the captain of the 1973 National Championship team and a real close aide, and a person that gives him a lot of assistance on this segment is James, and James is always with us. He's been with us for the last several years, so we thank you, James. Now let me ask you, Frank, what's best for the team during the bye week? They have a bye week, and then they have Texas A&M, and I would have to say a must game for Notre Dame.
Well, I would say that too. And the unfortunate thing for the Irish is that they lost that game. Now they have to dwell on it for an extra week. If the game was this Saturday coming up, it would probably be better for them mentally. But I think they get a chance to heal. I think they get a chance to work on some of the things that the coaches find that they need work on. So this is not a bad thing, I think, having that week off. But it's also something that they have to understand there's an urgency involved. You know, Coach, after talking with James about this, this is a paramount thing in a lot of people's minds here. The media kind of builds this team up so great that when they lost, it was a real shock. And I think it kind of brought everybody down a peg, which is not a bad thing, because now we have to realize nothing is given to us. We're going to have to earn everything. And no matter who you're going to play, you really need to throw your helmet on the field and say, hey, let's buckle it up and let's do this. Because if we don't watch it, we can get beat by Navy. We can get beat by Boise State. We can get beat by Stanford. I mean, there's a lot of good teams out there that they're going to play, like Southern Cal, Texas A&M. They're going to play Syracuse, who has Steve Angeli, who was the quarterback here last year, and I know he's going to play at his tops when he comes back here to play against Notre Dame. So I think there's nothing we can take for granted. The media had built this team up great. I mean, last year they went to the championship game, which was really a great thing. Coach Freeman did a good job. They got some good breaks during the year, and but they did have to earn to get there to the championship game. They lost that game, and now everybody's saying, you'll be back there again this year. Well, they have a chance, but they can't slip up again. If they lose another game, their chances of getting in the playoffs are going to get less and less. So let's take one game at a time. It's a one-game season each week from now on, Coach.
Well, Frank, again, as always, I really appreciate your comments on Notre Dame football, like with James, assistant. I want to say, well, you deserve a week off, too, and you can get ready for the big Texas A&M game at South Bend. And we want to say thank you again and enjoy college football, as you always do, and we'll talk to you next week.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. James and I will buckle down on what Texas A&M has to offer. And I know this, they're going to have a great defense, and they're going to be a lot better than they were last year on offense. So buckle up, Coach. We'll see you next week.
Thank you very much, Frank Pomerico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. This Notre Dame segment is brought to us by Station Casinos, SDN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across the state. Visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. If you like me talking football and you enjoy the sport of football, my coverage of college football continues each Monday as I join Ryan Abraham on the Peristyle podcast for discussions of the Big Ten Conference and SC football on uscfootball.com and at Coach Harvey Hyde. We're going to take this short time out in our Core Sports Topic Show, and when we come back, let's feature the UNLV Rebel football program with Mark Wallington, 2-0, and a big game this weekend at Allegiant Stadium against the Bruins from UCLA. We'll be right back.